This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Connect Expo here in Orlando, Florida, and I am with Bob Armstrong with Kloss of America. Bob, how are you?
Very well today. Thank you.
With this international show, it's a first of its kind, and you have a huge amount of equipment that you're featuring. Can you talk a little bit about some of the technologies that you have here on display?
Yeah, and talking about the international part of it too, we are a German company, although I work for the daughter company, Kloss of America, so the North American operations, but the international flair we've kind of accented with a Crop Tiger small rice combine that we have at the front of our lot.
Oh, wow.
Which has drawn a lot of interest. That actually does, we don't market that in the U.S. or Canada, but that's on its way to Peru, where we'll be in the rice fields down there. But it's kind of interesting. People see this nice little toy combine, they think.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a toy combine, right?
That's right.
So now I noticed you mentioned that that's on its way to Peru, but what are some of the other technologies you have? I mean, there's a diverse, group of crops that we grow both in the States and internationally.
Right.
So what other types of equipment do you have?
Well, if we start over in the corner there, there's a self-propelled forage harvester, or Jaguar 980. It's the best-selling forage harvester in the world. And in front of it is some new technology for us. It's the Orbis 900. It's a 30-foot row-independent head that mounts on the front of the forage harvester. And we just won an AE50 award for it through the Association of Agriculture Engineers.
Oh, great, great. Now, what is the advantage to that technology?
Capacity. I mean, we look at the width of the head now matches better with the horsepower that we have on our big Jaguar 860 horse, so you can really get the maximum capacity out of the machine.
And then how ultimately, if you know a farmer is looking at that machine, what other benefits will they see if they purchase that equipment?
Chop quality is a key thing, so that's what the dairymen and the cattlemen are looking for when they feed their animals, is what kind of high quality feed and the consistency of feed, how well is the corn cracked, and the Kloss Jaguar delivers all of that.
Okay. Now, is that equipment available all over the world, or is that just a regional piece of equipment?
No, that equipment is available all over the world. Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the other types of equipment that you have that's available all over?
Well, this big machine that we're standing next to here is a Lexion Combine. It's a 585. It's, as you can see in the front, instead of having tires, has tracks, which became quite valuable this year with the wet harvest that we had. It's a little bit regionalized, if you will, because we offer it in yellow color, and that's because of a past association that we have with the Caterpillar organization, and we still market this machine through preliminarily our cat dealers.
Okay.
So we still keep that branding even though it is a Kloss machine.
Okay. Now, for the people who aren't at the show today, who want to learn more about your equipment, who should they contact or where should they go?
If they go to www.kloss.com, that will lead them to our Kloss North American website, and they can learn about our full product range here in North America, both Lexion as well as the Kloss products.
Okay. And I have to ask, since it's the first Ag Connect Expo ever, and for America, I think it's one of the only international shows, how are you finding the show for Kloss?
So far, it's met our expectations. I think the concept is the right one. This is something that we as manufacturers have wanted for a lot of years. And I think the timing's a little off with as far as the economy and stuff being down, might have limited the crowd some. But I think it's in the right direction and something we're quite excited about seeing start up.
And, you know, let's circle back to sort of the global agriculture just for a minute. How active is Kloss in that conversation about how best to, you know, take some of these advanced technologies and bring them into developing countries?
Yeah, each region of the world is headed up by different directors, so they kind of match the needs of our product range. We do offer a very diverse product range, especially on our harvesting equipment, that matches a lot of these developing country needs. As you can see, even with the Crop Tiger, this is a combine, even though small, it's one that doesn't have a cab, not required in those environments, trying to hold the cost down so that they can develop and get up to some of these big machines that we see beside us too.
So one of the things that Kloss is able to do then is a grower in Africa can contact a local distributor who will work with him or her on making sure that they purchase the right equipment.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we're globally, we're in over 150 different countries right now.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Bob, for spending some time with us.
All right. Thank you very much.